And welcome back, everyone. We will now come out of executive session and back into regular session for our June 2025 South Dakota Game Fish and Parks Commission meeting. The commission was able to discuss some contractual negotiations regarding our concessionaires. And with that, we are going to jump right to item 21 as it relates to some of those conversations that we just concluded with. We've got Sean with us to discuss the concession agreement with the Bridge City Marina in Millbridge.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, Commissioner, Secretary Roebling, Sean Blanchett, Business Administrator for the Division of Parks and Recreation. We're here today to follow up from a conversation we had with you in May regarding Bridge City Marina and the opportunity to extend that concession lease. Our current concessionaires, Mike and Jesse Norder, have operated the marina since 2012. During their tenure, they have made significant investments in repairs and replacements to the dock system and the lodging units. They've also funded a significant and major replacement of the main marina building, as well as installed infrastructure to expand their service offering to include restaurant food service. That was added a few years ago, and that has resulted in increased traffic and increased revenues. The Norders to us are a good partner and a good steward of that marina and resort, and has a strong partnership with our park and GFP as a department. The current franchise fee on this lease is 4% of gross receipts with a repair and maintenance requirement of 2% of annual gross receipts as well. Their average annual revenues over the past 3 years are in the range of about $284,000. This last fiscal year ending fiscal year 25, revenues reached a $329,000 level, which would equate to a franchise fee payable to the department of just over $13,000 and a repair and maintenance contribution of over $6,500. We have received a proposal from the Norders, which includes a total capital investment of $90,000 to renovate all of their lodging units. They have 10 total, as well as provide two new cabins and the utilities to service them within the resort complex, all at their expense, with a request for an additional 10 years onto the lease term. We have written, and in your book, we have provided a copy of a lease amendment based on mutually agreeable terms for your approval. The amendment lists their proposed investments as a requirement to complete, as well as required timelines to complete those projects in order to enact the lease extension. Parks is supportive of all the proposed investments and improvements. Additionally, this amendment will modify the repair and maintenance reporting provisions. Essentially, it will eliminate the what we call an annual carryover balance and then a disposition of funds at the end of the lease, which would either require the concessionaire to owe the department money or the department to owe the concessionaire money at termination. We are comfortable with this given their past commitment to R&M. We are confident that they will continue to meet their annual minimum obligation as they have done every year during their tenure as concessionaire. The one thing I do want to highlight, though, is all of the annual planning, all the annual reporting, all of the stipulations that come along with the R&M reserve and the allowable uses of those funds will remain in place. We're simply modifying this to eliminate the cash disposition at the end of the lease term. We desire to retain the Norders as a concessionaire for an additional 10 years through this lease extension. Because of the expiration timeline of this lease, which is set to expire at the end of 2026, whereby we would enter an 18-month window here in July that would not allow us to do it, this meeting is our only opportunity, our last opportunity to secure an extension and a lease amendment with the Norders. So that's a rundown of the proposal, an overview of the amendment. The action that we would request of the commission today is, one, approve the amendment document that's presented to you, as well as authorize Parks Director Jeff Van Meteren to execute that amendment on the commission's behalf. With that, I would open this discussion up to any questions or comments that you might have regarding what we've proposed here today.
Questions or comments for Sean? Sean, I just want to clarify, if this does move forward, this will make this basically a 25-year agreement term. It would have started in 2012 and end in 2036, correct?
Madam Chair, that is correct. This lease started as a 10-year term. There was a previous extension done for the marina building replacement and the utilities infrastructure additions that I spoke to earlier. So this additional 10 years would result in a 25-year total term.
Okay, thank you. Additional questions, comments? If not, we do need a motion to agree to the amendment, as well as give direction to Director Van Meteren.
I'll move to approve the 10-year extension for the bridge lease.
Motion made by Commissioner Beese. Seconded by Commissioner Teal. All those in favor can signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? So it is approved.